Into the show. Just excited about tonight, TNA versus Raw at 8. Getting really, you know, excited, getting WCW days back in me. Feeling like it's going to go down tonight. I really have a feeling Scott Hall might show up, X-Pac, maybe RVD, Shannon Moore might be there in TNA. So I don't know, we'll see, but the Bret Hart thing's got me going too. We've seen him in a minute. So, you know, really excited about that. But I see TNA might pulling this one out and going ahead and going head-to-head with Raw in the future. That's my two cents. All right, thanks.
Fans all around the world, thank you so much for never letting me be forgotten. I owe everything that I am today, and I've been in my whole life, to the WWE Universe, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for carrying me in your hearts for all these years.
Where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
I don't know any but Jesus. I just went through the whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went, poof. All right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going through this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Mick Anthony.
Online, World of Wrestling, OWW, Genesis, WTR. Wild Talk Radio Networks. I'm Nick Anthony on the board, broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, California. And you are tuned in to online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together. Whether you are a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars or Friday Night SmackDown, ha! TNA! Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talked them all, including LMA, man. We want to hear from you. We made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number at 888-357-9876. That's 888-357-9876. Hit up option one. I got it. Hit up option one. My man Rockin' Sock will take your phone calls, man. Email address is radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Thanks for being a part of the program. Our first show in 2010. That sounds so amateur, right? Saying 2010. You gotta say 2010. No one says 2010. Ah! Aaron, welcome aboard, man. What's up, man?
Oh, man. I'm glad to be here, man. I feel recuperated, really, over the past week or so, and I'm ready. I'm glad to be here.
How was your Christmas vacation away from the show, you know, away from me, away from Shockage and Corey? You guys been going at it.
No, I'm not really proud of that. You know, I was really glad to be away from school. I was kind of sad to be. I was ready. I was wanting to do the show, man. I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Nothing better to do.
Yeah, and last night was a spectacular night of professional wrestling. We had the January 4th. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people have been saying that. I wonder if we'll get any of those fans back that we lost to UFC, Mixed Martial Arts. I wonder if we'll get any of those wrestling fans that left the industry when WCW was bought out by Vince McMahon and McManagement over there at WWE. I wonder if they'll come back now that they see that TNA has started to deliver somewhat of professional wrestling that we're used to seeing. The professional wrestling from the 90s. Moreover, the professional wrestling from the 80s. Great storylines over there brewing over at on Impact, TNA. We'll talk about that here on this program. It's OWW Radio, first show, 2010. I got to stop saying that. 2010. Our first show back, man. That's what we're going to talk about. Also, in our second hour, we're going to talk to Headlocker columnist over at onlineworldofwrestling.com, our home site, website. Brad Dykus, editor-in-chief over there, onlineworldofwrestling.com. Jay Shannon. He's the writer of the Headlocker over there. He wrote a column today that was released today on that site comparing the two, TNA's Impact to the flagship of WWE, Monday Night Raw, and who won. We talked about it in the second hour, Aaron, and we basically we're gonna ask Jay what his opinions on it, and we're going to basically vote, the three of us, on who won the night. You ready for that?
It should be interesting. I'm ready.
I'm ready for it.
Interesting.
The column basically talked about, you know, the guests who were there, even the announcers, which I'm going to be listening to with all my heart poured into it because, you know, I kind of want to dab into that. I know the truth. Daniel is putting this thing together on the forum, OWW Genesis, where individuals can sign up and see if we can call a match. Play-by-play or even color. And I tried
always,
it.
You know, it's really, it's harder than it looks.
It's very hard.
In case, you know, I wasn't able to be a wrestler like I wanted, I've always sat down and actually thought about what I could say as a commentator, just in case, you know, because I want something to do with the business.
Yeah. And, well, if you're going to try to be a color commentator, you got to know a lot about the professional wrestling industry. You got to know the backstories. You got to know the holds. You know, you pretty much got to know everything.
Yeah.
You got to be like a professor, like a Mike Tenay or a Howard Finkel. You got to be one of those type of characters.
Howard Finkel.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
He just had to know their names.
Well, there you go. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Hit option one. To get on the show here with us, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Let's get into it a little bit, Aaron. There was an email that was just, not an email, I'm sorry, Gearwick. .net is a news story that just came out today talking about the impact that TNA had on its Impact show. Yeah. Press release. TNA Spike TV's TNA Impact delivered its highest ratings ever for Hulk Hogan's debut in the special live episode. Get this. 2.2 million tune in for live three-hour telecast. This is a story out of New York. Hulk Hogan's first appearance on Spike TV's special three-hour live TNA Impact on Monday, the 8 o'clock to 11:05 p.m. drew 2.2 million viewers. This marks the most watched TNA Impact in the history of the franchise, totaling 222 episodes dating back to October 2005. The previous high was 1.97 million viewers reached last April. The event was broadcast from the Impact Zone at Universal Studios in Florida, airing head-to-head with WWE on the USA Network. TNA Impact peaked at 2.9 million viewers from 9 o'clock to 9:15 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Overall, the telecast drew a 1.5 household rating, so needless to say, it did not beat Monday Night Raw, because Raw, don't they always draw around 3.4 every week? So they're a little short.
3.2, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so they're a little short. But they're saying, Gearwick's saying that 1.8 in men 18 to 34, they drew a 1.6 in men 18 to 49. For the time period, Impact was up a whopping 338% in men 18 to 34, up 241 in men 18 to 49, and up 84 in average audience versus a year ago. So this is a huge plus for TNA. No question about it. Whether WWE had the bigger audience or not, of course they're going to have the bigger audience. Everybody's saying that, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Even the 90s Monday Night Wars wasn't won in a day, right?
No.
So why would you think that TNA was going to win the audience share? However, they did win the night. Unquestionably, right?
Yeah. Most of it, anyway.
Well, in your opinion, I think they absolutely won. We'll talk about that with Jay. Raw, I'm getting this in from Shock right now. Raw drew a 3.37, even though they won the ratings share with audience, right, Chuck? Yeah, they still made their mark with less than a million. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, so Raw won the audience share.
Yeah.
No question about it. We knew that going into it. So, this is not really breaking news.
No.
It's not a story. There's no story behind this. We knew it. They're on the main stage. They are the pinnacle of, you know, the wrestling industry. But TNA, 2.2, and, they didn't have that 7 years ago. They didn't have that 1 year ago. Like the article said, they only had 1.97 ever in the history of the company.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Aaron.
And it seems like yesterday TNA was pulling in an average of 0.7, 0.8 every week. And here they
are.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, like a 1.5. And
yep.
It's really, I mean, it's like watching a kid grow. I mean, you've seen TNA go from a baby into something that's getting big.
Mm-hmm.
And WWF, it went from WWF, which wasn't, you know, it was pretty big. But once Vince Jr. took over, everything started changing and everything started getting bigger one show at a time. And it took time for it to get to be what it is today. And
right.
It's taking time for TNA to grow, but soon enough, it's going to be here.
Well, I mean, that was a huge jump on Monday. Jump that they had. And they definitely made their mark. That's the bottom line. They made their mark. And in my opinion, WWE should be standing up and taking notice. Because Hogan said it a couple of weeks back. He said that, you know, where I go, the stars will follow. And they certainly did. I don't think Bret Hart carried the WWE, because we only saw them for, 20 minutes, the whole, Monday Night Raw?
A lot of that, though, has to do with you know, two people, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, because, you know, they just don't want Bret Hart to succeed, and what they don't want, chances are it's not going to happen.
It's funny you even brought that up, because there is an article or a story that says Triple H doesn't want Bret Hart to succeed, and I'll pull it up right here real quick, if I can find it. In an article, Triple H had mentioned that he's not too happy with Bret Hart even being there. This from wrestling-radio.com. Regarding Shawn Michaels' outlook on real-life rival Bret Hart returning to the WWE, he is said to be happy, this is Shawn Michaels I'm talking about, that the Hitman is coming back and is more than willing to bury whatever hatchet there is between them. Now, on the flip side, this is what the wrestling-radio.com is saying, Triple H has been telling people he doesn't want Hart back in the WWE and that he hopes his return to the company fails. Considering that his wife, Stephanie McMahon, is head of creative in the company, it would appear that Vince McMahon may have to overrule his daughter and son-in-law if his storyline with Hart is to be a success. Providing things go well, a Hart versus McMahon blow-off will be taking place at WrestleMania. We knew that, right?
Huh?
Moreover, in the story, Hart's... Let me finish the story. Hart's animosity towards Michaels and Hunter can be summed up in a few sentences in his 2007 autobiography release, as he concluded, "Hitman, my real life in the cartoon world of wrestling," by saying he'll never forgive either two for killing the business that so many people gave their lives for. When I got into the business, wrestling was all about trust and respect, and doing the honors meant something. I'll never forgive Sean or Hunter for killing the business that so many of us gave our lives for. Hart wrote, although pro wrestling will never truly die, he said, but always morph into something else, the business that I knew and loved and gave all I had to is dead and gone forever. Hart criticized Michaels further in his books afterwards, notably calling him a phony, liar, and a hairless yellow dog. Shawn Michaels found religion and settled down with an ex-Nitro girl. Over time, he seemed to have convinced himself that it was me who screwed him over at Survivor Series. To me, Shawn will always be a phony, liar, and a hairless yellow dog, Hart continued. The difference between Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels is that I would have never done to him or to any of the boys what he did to me. Wow.
Well,
and you brought that up too, when we were talking off air, Aaron, that what Sean was saying to Bret Hart a while back, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that the name of that book comes up, because Saturday I bought it, and I want to say it's a great book, and if you haven't read it, you should go out and buy it, because I've personally, a while back, I read Shawn Michaels' autobiography, and it's been brought up before on old WWE. Somebody took a bunch of the confrontations between Bret and Shawn. They took out of the autobiographies, they took the certain perspectives from those situations and put them side by side, and it was completely different stories that came from both of them. And to be able to read that and just sit back and think, it really makes you want to pull out your hair, because it's so crazy, because you want to believe Shawn because he's the Christian, but then you want to believe Bret because he was always your hero, and Shawn was always the guy in DX back then. It was a degenerate, you know, pun for pun.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard for you to decide, and I mean, it's such a conflict, because it's so, you don't know what to believe.
888-35... Go ahead.
They're both great books.
Yeah. 888-357-9876, option 1. 888-357-9876, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com is the email address. Let's go to the phone line now, Aaron. Caller, you are on OWW Radio. Your name and where are you calling from, sir?
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Mike from D.C., Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Well, I saw the Monday Night Wars, I was pissed at it, and I was happy with it.
Yeah.
The thing that made me kind of mad was because it was WCW versus WWE all over again.
I agree.
And I did not want to see that. It kind of pissed me off. Granted, what made it funny was that all the people from the Attitude Era decides to come to TNA all of a sudden, like Val Venus and John Waltman. And it's I'm thinking, I'm like, wow. It's like, come to the dark side. We have cookies.
I hear you.
And the whole W... All right, Bret Hart came back. I'm happy with that. Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart made up. I'm happy with that. Do I believe it? No. Just like you said in the book, there is no way that those two would ever, ever make up. And that just, like... That just made me, like, lose all respect for, like, the WWE now. First of all, why are you going to bring back Bret Hart, knowing good and well you're doing it, like, half-heartedly, bringing him back, and then you're having someone that hates his guts decides to kiss and make up? And that's, like for instance, it's like Rey Mysterio jobbing to Mark Henry. Like, seriously.
You think Bret Hart kind of sold out, so to speak, by just doing this for the money?
Yeah, I would have to say yes, for the simple reason is that, one, I know for a fact that Bret Hart does not like Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only...
And we also know that Bret Hart does not like Shawn Michaels nor Triple H. Because when we talk, Aaron, when we talk with Bret Hart a couple of months back, what did he say in that interview? He said Triple H and Shawn Michaels, what did he say? Say it.
He said that Triple H and Shawn Michaels... were like cancer to the wrestling business.
Yeah. He said it. He said it right here. And I wish I would have got the audio. Corey, if you can get the audio. Shock, if you can get the audio. Who cares? Somebody get it. He said they're cancers.
Yep.
You're not going to tell me that Bret didn't do this just for the money. He must be in some financial, you know, dire strait. I don't know. But you're not going to tell me that hug that they did in that segment was sincere. It wasn't real.
Right. And the whole thing with the... All right, I'm glad they brought Bret Hart back. But the thing of it is that made me kind of mad is that what I'm reading, like it's a quote-unquote spoiler, the Hart Dynasty members Tyson Kidd, Natalya Neidhart, and David Hart Smith are expected to take place in an angle with Bret. So technically, the reason that why Bret is there is to get the Hart Dynasty get, like, a major push. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's good. But what are you going to do? Are you going to be like another? Are you going to be like Tony Atlas and just sit there and be like? Exactly. I'm sorry. That's just the way I'm going to. That's just the way I see it. Are you going to be another? As much as I love Bret Hart, don't get me wrong. I was like a huge Bret Hart fan. But you look at him now. One, he looks like Ozzy Osbourne with the hair.
Yeah, he looks awful, doesn't he?
Oh my gosh. Two, he aged. Three, what are you going to do with him besides have him as a manager? Next thing you know, we're going to have him on the Abraham Washington show. No. I'm sorry. Carlito is going to have Bret Hart as an announcer. I don't want to see that. I'm sorry. It's just, it's not the way that I want to see it here. Because one, WWE went to an extreme low. One, you do not kick Bret Hart in the balls. That's just, come on now.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say, mate. You don't ever kick him out of the jubilees. That's not good.
But, of course, they were setting it up for a possible WrestleMania, you know, match between Vince and Bret.
Yeah, I don't... Well, they could have done it in an easier approach. Let's see, that's why Hollywood decides to be the storyline writers. Mm. But we're not going to go to that. That's a different discussion. And then TNA. Eric Bischoff. Why? Seriously. TNA just went down the crapper. Eric Bischoff came out. Well, guess what? Flushed down the toilet. Game over. WWE won.
Nah, I don't think so, man. Okay, you rather take Vince Russo over Eric Bischoff?
Neither one.
Right. Either one.
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to disagree with you guys on that one. I'll take Eric Bischoff, Mike, and thanks for the call, Mike. I'll take Eric Bischoff over Vince Russo any day. And like someone said earlier, Vince Russo got his, his name on the car with that Val Venus skit in The Beautiful People. That's basically where Vince Russo's name was on the card. He had nothing else to do with the card, in my opinion. Nothing else.
No, because they're obviously, you could obviously see that because there wasn't any pole matches scheduled, so.
Yeah. I want to hear what you guys think. Join in with Mike, Aaron, and myself at 888-357-9876, option 1. 888-357-9876, option 1. TNA's Impact versus Monday Night Raw, January 4th show. What was the better show? Give me your opinions. Do you agree with me?
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. The Hero Says, whenever they wrestle. Head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Eric Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling stars today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Dairy. Candice Michelle.
Chrissy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the greatest of all time.
Jimmy Vance, the Boogie Woogerman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson, Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith.
Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling. Online. It's the site for pro juice. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
I hear voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in.
Since 1996.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or anything goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Hey,
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth of the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Option one. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. I love this song. I love this show. You know, did you hear Will Smith's son? I don't know that dude's name. I don't know his son. But he's gonna be the next Karate Kid. They're remaking the movie.
Wow.
How can you not have Daniel-san in that movie? It's crazy. You remake these movies and not cast the original actors of it. It's just asinine.
One question. Who's going to be Mr. Miyagi?
I don't know. Maybe that kid, that guy from Heroes, that Chinaman from Heroes.
Maybe. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oof. All right, forget about it. We're talking TNA versus Monday Night Raw. The battle between them two, the two on January 4th, it was yesterday. 888-357-9876, option one. Option one. Option one, 888-357-9876, or radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Nick Cassidy, Aaron Kendrick. Let's see. There's an email or a post that was done on another website, another forum, that Scott, a producer, sent in the production room a couple of days ago, or actually it was last night. It's from, let's see, superherohype.com. Never heard of it, but whatever.
Not
they have
gonna,
a wrestling thread there.
Question our sources.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. The guy's name is Super Arc. Apparently, he's a devoted TNA fan, he says. He said, I didn't catch most of Raw. I have it on DVR, so I'll go back and watch it. I did see the opening segment, though, with HBK and Hart. It was surreal. And I also saw the last 2 minutes with McMahon and Hart, and it seemed flat. Impact gets a C effort, he continued by writing. There were some good moments and a lot of failed moments as well. He had positives and negatives for TNA.
I can agree with that.
Positives, he wrote, Hardy's debut. This was major. It was a major signing for the company and legit shocker. He may be able to help TNA grow a fan base. Also, Styles versus Angle. A simply fantastic match, which Styles won clean and Hogan coming out to put them over after the match was nice. Also, Flair's debut. Not too much of a surprise, but cool to see. I can't stand Flair. Am I the only one?
No,
am I the only one who really can't stand Flair?
He's overrated. Same with Hogan, in my opinion.
Nah. Women's pad
right.
is also a positive for this super arc. All four worked hard and had a good match. It was nice to see them given time. Look forward to a rematch. Also a positive was Jarrett's promo. He gave a very passionate promo, and you could tell how sincerely proud he was to know all his hard work helped to help TNA, even being given the chance to compete with WWE. He said, I was even intrigued by the Hogan cut down on him afterward. Samoa Joe versus Abyss. The positive. A nice little match that made Joe look good. All right, you can't argue about those positives that he had.
Well,
get to the negative.
I might be able to dispute with Jeff Hardy.
All right.
Considering how much he's been in trouble in the past year. He's looking at major jail time, and here they are signing him.
Yeah.
Can't agree
well,
with that.
Well, I mean, we don't know if they signed him. outright yet. We're assuming that he and Shannon Moore had contracts in those envelopes that they were holding in their hands in that one segment outside of the Impact Zone, but we don't know. Here's some of the negatives that this guy from SuperHeroHype.com has said. Negatives: Hardy's debut. Like you said, Aaron, he goes, "While I also gave this a positive, it deserves a negative as well. It should have been during another match. I would have put Abyss and Joe as the opener and had Hardy attack Joe. I felt this was done simply for the visual of having Hardy sit on top of a steel asylum." I disagree with him right there, because I think they needed that shocker in the beginning to keep people in their chairs or keep them on Spike TV. By having Jeff Hardy come out, it certainly had that wow factor. Like he said, that shocker value. I don't see this as a negative at all.
Well, I might be able to agree and disagree, because to me, the match shouldn't have ended in a no contest. It should have kept going, and they should have done some big spots in that match to get the fans over. And maybe, just maybe, you might be onto something with him attacking Joe later on. If they could have had a big non-stop action wrestling match, and instead of making all the fans chant stuff that they had to bleep out, they could have saved it right there.
Yeah.
So I can agree and disagree.
Other negatives: the Steel Asylum match, this guy says, a total waste. Like I said before, I felt this match, the only purpose this match was is to have the Hardy visual of him on the cage. The match ended in a no contest and had the fans chanting BS. That right there makes it a fail. But also, you just can't follow the match because of the color of the cage. The red there makes it a fail also. But totally destroys the visual, he's saying, that this cage does. It makes it hard to see what's going on in the ring. The X Division should have been a highlight of the show, and instead they were fodder. Disagree?
Well, I don't know. That one's kind of hard. I gotta agree. He might be right on that one.
I don't like the six-sided ring. I don't like it. The Steel Asylum match is much like the Elimination Chamber. It's something different.
Well,
and because you don't like the color of it, I mean, I don't see why that's a negative on anything.
No, the color don't have anything to do with it. I mean, remember the old school steel cage matches with the blue bars in WWF?
Mm.
Personally, I love those matches, you know. I thought they were 10 times better. I mean, they gave us Bret Nolan in those steel cages. And,
yeah.
I mean, that obviously don't have anything to do with it. If anything, it's better to have those kind of cages. But
it's something different, you know. Other negatives are the Nasty Boys. Need I say more? He says them alone almost gives the show a D.
Well, they're only there because they're buddy-buddy with Hogan. That's the only reason that they're there. That and a few with 3D, obviously. That's the only teams that haven't gone at it, I don't think. Or the only team that hasn't gone at it with 3D. And it's going to be big.
Yeah.
They don't need to be there.
Tyra, ODB, and Pope, and Desmond Wolfe. Matches were just way too short. The latter especially deserved better. I agree with that. Pope and Wolfe, they did deserve more, because they're both tremendous athletes, great professional wrestlers. They're ring psychologists, the both of them are. Although, while watching TNA, the Pope really didn't sell that arm injury as much as he should have.
To me,
toward the end of the match he did, but during the match he didn't sell it that much.
To me, the Pope, inside the ring, is overrated. He's nothing but a boxer. Like, he don't have...
Well, he is a wrestling. Boxer. What are you talking about? He's a boxer.
I
mean, how can you expect anything more? He's a boxer.
Well, if he's a boxer, then he can go get in a different ring.
Because
in wrestling, if you're going to get into the ring with a Desmond Wolfe or a Nigel McGuinness, whatever you want to call him, you better know how to wrestle and not box. Because that, that guy's going to take your arm and yank it around, and you got to have another offense because you can't just stand there and do nothing.
Yeah. The Beautiful People, their segments were simply bad, and like I said earlier, Russo TV. There you go. Flair's debut, just like the Hardy debut, this gets both a positive and a negative. I can't believe they did not let Flair say something on the mic and do more other than, you know, stand up there for a couple of minutes and then walk away. What is that whole angle? What's your opinion on that? Him and AJ Styles.
I disagree with that guy because, you know, having Flair just walk out, that builds suspense, and suspense is good to me and to a lot of people. Suspense is good, along with having Flair walking around in the balcony. It's the same thing with Flair. I mean, it builds a lot of suspense to me. And, I mean, it just makes you want to think, all right, what are they doing here? What's the gimmick here? And, I mean, I think it's a good idea. Hold off on the promos.
You mentioned Sting walking around up there. He was in the rafters. This guy says it was a negative. Lord knows, he said, I love Sting. He's my favorite wrestler. But please, don't try to throw back to the Crow stuff. He's way past that gimmick in his career, and it's not 97. And just like Flair, why did they not have him do something?
I think this is like... I think it's like they're trying to give Sting a sour spot because the NWO and Sting was the hugest rivalry, and that's when they started the Crow gimmick, and he would walk around in the balcony because the NWO was like a new kind of arch enemy for Sting. Sting, who's been like, he was the surfer boy and the Californian, and like then this group came along of thugs, and it just changed everything. And it's like Sting is going back to that time frame, and the NWO is coming back like it all over again. And it's like, all right, this is messing with Sting's mind now.
Yeah.
And to me, it's golden. They couldn't have done it any better.
Couple of more negatives for this guy over at SuperheroHype.com. Orlando Jordan and Val Venus. Does anyone care about this? Also, he said Hall, Nash, and Waltman, way too much focus on them. Hall looks terrible, as does Nash. Waltman can actually contribute in the ring if they let him, so he gets a pass. And too many commercials.
Well, that's not TNA's fault.
I think it's more of Hogan's fault, and I brought this up when we were watching it as a group, WTR wrestling host, that I think Hogan was late getting to the arena that night. And they blew off the commercials. I mean, they blew off some of the show because Hogan was late and they had to wait for him.
Well,
just my opinion. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Option one. Let's go to the phone lines again. Rock, let's go. Nick, you're on the line. What's up, dude?
Hey, Nick. It's Nick. How's it going?
I'm doing swell, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. I just wanted to comment quickly about the ratings.
Go for it.
Because the breakdowns are actually out.
All right. So let us know.
I was very disappointing. TNA only pulled a 1.5.
Yeah, we reported that earlier, 1.5, and WWE is like 3.37. Am I correct in saying that?
Yep, that's the same reports I got. I was just shocked. And now I have to ask, is Hogan going to make good on his promise? If TNA didn't pull out a 3, he's just going to walk away.
But again, they made their point. They made their mark, Nick. You got to think about that. We already knew that Raw was going to dominate the masses with, you know, the people coming in to watch their program. They're the pinnacle. They're the who's who in professional wrestling. They're there. Everybody knew that TNA was not going to compete with the people. You know, they're not going to draw everybody away from WWE. But they made their mark. 2.2 million people and the best wrestling on that night?
Nick, I'll say this to you. WWE knew it from the get-go. Why do you think they actually sent out Maryse to do her match during the Knockouts tag team titles? Because they knew that they could rub it in their faces that they were going to get better ratings, no matter how crap they put on.
Yeah. How did that? When did this Maryse bout take place?
That
what hour was that?
Place?
That was
it
the
was...
opening match.
Was it?
Yeah, it was right after the Shawn and Right.
So okay, it was the second hour of TNA, right?
Yeah.
And the first hour of Raw.
Right.
So you're saying TNA didn't win that first hour? After the they didn't win the segment with Bret Hart and Shawn. We know that. But you're not telling me that they didn't win that first hour, even though that Marseille with the Bella chicks, that match was what, 5 minutes? The knockouts went for like 15 or so, man. And the fans were chanting, "This is awesome, this is wrestling," and we're talking about women, man. There's no way the WWE beat out the knockouts division, the Divas beat out the knockouts division on TNA. No way. I can't believe it. I can't believe anybody would even say Marseille and the Bella chick, whatever. I don't even know her name. Which one was fighting? There's no way.
I don't know.
All right. About the too much commercials, someone brought up to my attention last night that it could have been because, you know, you want to get all your commercials done in that first hour, so when WWE comes on, in that second hour of your program, you can just blow them out of the water with less commercials. It's another way you can look at it. We'll continue on the other side. We'll take a quick break, come back. 888-357-9876, option 1. 888-357-9876, option 1. Be right back. Right after this.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one heard it. That one heard it.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
The Bang Cartoon Radio Hour is now on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You got some email?
Yeah, after watching Mark Sanchez scarf down a wiener on the sidelines, Jeff Garcia immediately demanded to be traded to the Jets.
You want the latest NFL news? You won't get it here. You want NFL stats and analysis? You won't get it here.
Skip Bayless talks to Chad Ochocinco week 8.
The Steelers and the Ravens will wind up better than you. I've got you losing down the road here.
Losing what?
Baltimore? At Pittsburgh?
Chad, please.
Skip Bayless is like my crack.
If you want the best and funniest NFL podcast on the internet, join us for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, Friday nights at 8:30, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Bang!
If you run a webcast or have a podcast, audio blog, etc., and you need the occasional liner, sweeper, bumper, or intro, check out VOLiners.com.
VOLiners.com is a free service bringing the internet broadcasting community together. Membership is free and you can log in anytime.
Simply post your script request and let another community member take it from there. It's that easy. Then come back and check your post and download the completed audio.
It's also a great site to add to your portfolio. Gain practical experience by helping your fellow members out and recording their requests.
Remember, it's 100% free to join and use.
VOLiners.com. Voiceovers, liners, sweepers, and bumpers for your broadcasts. Join today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, tough enough trainer, and just all-around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
Option 1. What is this? Who is this?
I don't know, but listening to that, I just remembered this weekend, you won't believe this. Me and my dad were at a giant thrift store with a bunch of little booths, and each person sold something different. A thrift store.
Wait, you said a bunch of little what, though?
Booths. Inside.
Oh, okay. Okay, bet. Yeah, sorry.
And,
go ahead.
And for $1, we found the original record of the Eye of the Tiger.
No way.
Yes way, and we bought it.
Cool.
Yeah. The only thing is, we got a record player with no needle, so.
What was the name of that song? Shock. What was that we were playing? You don't know? Fight to Survive? Who sings it?
Isn't it the Karate Kid theme song?
No, that wasn't the Karate Kid. I never heard that on Karate Kid.
Well, Bloodsport? One of the songs we played before is Karate Kid.
It's from Bloodsport. Who sings it, though?
Oh, I don't know.
It's 80s. '80s music sucks. It's horrible.
I kind of got into that song.
Yeah. 888-357-9876. 888-357. You got it. You got into it. 888-357-9876. Option 1. Phone lines. Now, let's go to, who is it? Who's, Carl? Who's that? Mace?
Yes, it is Mace from Wild Talk Radio.
What's up, bro? What's
from
going
Wild
on?
Talk Radio, whatever you prefer. Not bad, mate. And to answer your question, Fight to Survive was written by Stan Bush.
Oh. Good. Thank you.
I'm full of random trivia. It's great.
Yeah, you're a wealth of knowledge, my man.
Yeah, just sort of call in, sort of voice in on this whole Monday Night War scene that happened yesterday. So I didn't get too much of a say on the Super Show last night, but...
Oh, good.
One of the things WWE didn't really do that I saw was utilize Bret Hart to the full potential, like you said. He was only on there for, what, 20 minutes?
20 minutes, if that.
Yeah,
and they weren't very productive minutes either.
No, it was basically, yeah, let's kiss and make up. If they want to really sort of utilize him and actually get him out there to destroy what TNA was up, then it would have been better to have him on TV more, make him have decisions.
Yeah, they gave more, you know, power to their other guests. You know, I don't watch Raw, so I'm not even going to lie and say that I know. But from what I've seen on the replays on SmackDown, is that they've given more speaking roles, more power to these other guest hosts than they actually did a professional wrestler in Bret Hart on the night. It's crazy. And they allowed him to come out for 2 segments? That's it? Oh, yeah, okay. They gave him another segment with Jericho in the back there. from what I know, from what I've watched on Monday Night Raw yesterday, that's it. Three spots on this flagship program with a legendary figure like Bret the Hitman Hart. It's crazy.
Exactly, mate, exactly. You know, at that time, I believe it was the Desmond Wolfe versus Pope De Niro match. I was watching wrestling rather than watching two guys reminisce about old times.
Yeah, there you go. I was too, man. I can't... Well, actually, I can't. I can count the minutes that I've watched Monday Night Raw the other day because it wasn't that much. And like I, you know, I didn't even know that how good the announce team over there on Raw was. Lawler and Cole. I didn't know how well they did. I think I
probably
brought
vintage.
It up. Yeah, I think I brought it up yesterday. I didn't know he said vintage the whole night. It was crazy. But I was so impressed with from the get-go. From the get-go of TNA, I was so impressed with it that I didn't want to turn it. I had one questioning moment the whole night. That's when Hogan was in the ring with Bischoff, Scott Hall, X-Pac, and Bret Hart was on it. It was that first hour of Raw, second hour of TNA. That was the only questioning moment in the whole night for this battle. Go ahead, mate.
Why do you question it? Because
I didn't know
me,
what
it was. It was a great way to draw the eyes away from Raw at that time. You know, you had Bret and Shawn in the ring talking about past times, yet over on TNA, you practically had the reunion of the NWO in its whole. And
well,
TNA's greatest rating point for the quarters of the night, if I remember correctly.
Well, the reason I question is because if you are an old-school wrestling fan like I am, and most of the listeners are of OWW Radio, you want that nostalgia. You want to hear about old times, like that rivalry with Hart and Michaels. You want to hear about things like that. So that's why I questioned. But, you know, in all honesty, I didn't leave TNA. I mean, I flickered back and forth, but I was more eager to watch. I was more interested in watching TNA than I was with Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels for the mere fact that I knew it was all bull. It was crap. I knew.
I'll agree
Bret
with you
Hart
there, man. I had both going at the same time, and I was thinking the exact same thing you were. And by the way, I am an old-school wrestling fan. Have been watching since WrestleMania 3 is the furthest back I can remember.
Yeah. All right, so you're old-school wrestling fan. And our next hour, we're going to get into it a little bit about the age gap and why some fans find WWE more interesting last night than wrestling was on TNA, which I find completely asinine in itself. How can you say that WWE's Monday Night Raw had better wrestling than they portrayed over there on TNA? You've got to be stupid.
It wasn't a wrestling show.
We'll get into it next hour. Thanks a lot for your call, Mace.
888-357-9876.
888-357-9876. Option 1, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Quick break. Come back at the top of the hour here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Otaku Talk Live.
I got a 15 on the intelligence.
Okay, what are you doing with it?
Trying to find a slinky.
Okay, you find a slinky, but it's one of those cheap new plastic ones.
This line. Go to the top of the stairs.
I yell, watch out for paint cans.
Duck.
Okay, since he is smart enough to say duck, he dodges the duck that swings down from the top.
Duck and dodge paint cans, ducks, and any other flying object.
Okay, you also duck the free flip by, but that's okay. You're now at the top of the staircase with a slinky in hand.
Put the slinky on the top stairs and tip it over.
I get our following to, well, not our, but Shaniqua's following to members, and we all start going, go, 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 go.
All right, hang on a second. Dun. Oh, the slinky stops halfway down.
Oh!
God, I hate when that happens.
You know what? At this point, I'm going to roll for the steal and the win.
Wait, what?
LAB Rule, Chapter 7, Subsection 15.
Oh, geez. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, roll a d20.
I hope Bob Barker doesn't own this castle.
For more geekiness, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Tuesdays, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, The Answer here, better known as William McConnell, co-host of Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Just letting you know, you can keep it tuned here to Wild Talk Radio Network every Saturday night around midnight or midnight and a half at CB Radio, the show with no conversational boundaries. If you want to get in on the fun, go ahead and call 267-97-1397. Tell them you want CB Radio, and we'll play your voicemails on the show. Or, if you're a little shy, go to wildtalkradio.com and join us in the chats and talk to the fellow listeners and the host themselves live while they do the show. So remember, if you're bored, feeling a little lonely, or just want to say nothing to no one in particular, do yourself a favor. Call the number.
OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com, OWW, Genesis, Wild Talk Radio Network, WTR, WildTalkRadio.com. This is OWW Radio. Nick Anthony, Aaron Kendrick joining you. Talking TNA. Bad. Oh, look, Aaron, guess what's on right now?
What?
It's WWE's developmental television program. ECW's on.
And just my TV just tuned over to it.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me mention this before we go on into my rant about this generation.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
what now?
You guys. Yeah, you guys. We mentioned in the first hour about Bret Hart not looking his best yesterday.
I have to disagree.
My God. The guy had a stroke. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a stroke. He looks pretty good for a guy to have a stroke, actually.
And really, if you take away that factor, you don't really look in that bad of shape, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you go back and look at the Hall of Fame ceremony and compare what he looked like then to now, oh, wow, it looks like he's been in the gym nonstop.
Wow.
Back then he still looks sick, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, he looks good now. I shouldn't have said that. He looks good. So I'm going to apologize publicly here. About the comment I made about Bret Hart. All right. Yesterday, we began a conversation. It was turning into an argument. They didn't want to continue it on the Super Show. But I'm gonna start it here, and if Will decides to call in, he will.
If he doesn't, then he won't. But I personally think, and a lot of you guys as well probably mirror this, but I think this generation that we are currently witnessing, and I guess your generation, Aaron, your age group, all the way up until the 20s, early 20s, you guys have it pretty simple.
What's that?
You guys want without doing any work. You guys accept things to be handed to you. You guys want things to happen at your time. You guys are happy with the current product in professional wrestling.
I'm not.
You guys, well, okay, you are a minority. But I'm broadcasting to many.
Yeah.
And the majority of you guys, like Will, who was in the chat the other day, appreciated the DX match and how Hornswoggle was there. And he, what did he say? Fun? He said it was fun. He enjoyed it. He enjoys that quick fix, that comic relief. Most of you guys do. And I don't understand it. We came down to the conclusion with Tradoff that it's an educational standpoint. You guys aren't educated. And not school education. You know, arithmetic, English, and all those. But I'm talking about professional wrestling. You don't know your history. You don't know what came before this 90s decade. Even the 80s. Some of you guys only may go back to 88 or so. And you're, you know, infants. You guys don't know. Don't know about the classic rival. The classic rivalry. You don't know anything about it. All you know is the Attitude Era. All you know is Stone Cold Steve Austin and those stupid what, where nobody can get a decent promo out. Nobody can get anything out with all these what's left and right. Ruined! Yet you guys cheer and applaud this. Even when you guys look stupid, when Vince McMahon comes out and says something totally putting you guys down, you guys cheer. CM Punk at Night of Champions goes on a rant saying you guys are the lowest of lows. You guys steal, take drugs, do all this, and you guys just cheer left and right. Yeah, we do. Yeah, look at me. I do it. I'm cool. You guys are dumb.
Can I say something?
Not yet. You guys don't want to. You guys don't want to be a part of the storylines. You guys don't want long storylines. You guys want simple. Start 1 week in the next week. Make it happen. You guys don't want ongoing feuds like we had in the past. I mean, feuds that lasted years, man. Much like the rivalry with Sean and Brett. Why on earth would you think that Vince McMahon would want this to be squashed or bury the hatchet, quote unquote? He's trying to get that quick fix so you guys can be happy. Why in this storyline? I know nothing else can become of it. Maybe involve Teddy, you know, the Hart Dynasty into it. But why else end it? Other than to appeal to you quick fixes generation of me, I want right now. Why else? I know I'm not the only one who believes this. It has to be the educational standpoint. Yeah, and when we say educational, you guys don't want to know. You guys don't care to know. You don't want to know what's happening. Some of you guys may. You're in the minority. What say you, Aaron?
All right. I completely 100% agree with everything you just said. And, you know, I appreciate you taking me as an example, as a minority to that. Because, you know, I've got a rant to go along with that. You know, if only around my school and around my age group, my generation, as you like to call it.
Speak up a little bit, Aaron.
All right. Around my generation, as you like to refer to it as.
Yeah.
Every day, people know that I do this radio show. Every day I have somebody come up to me and talk to my face about how fake wrestling is. And yet they still tune in to see Hornswoggle come in and hop on top of the Big Show. And I just look at them like they're the dumbest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, they can't understand the business. And my whole life, ever since I was old enough to understand what wrestling was, I made a point to myself. I promised, I swore to myself that I would not be like that. So I took it upon myself, and I went back, and I actually studied everything that there was to study about wrestling. And I really taught myself a lot about a year and a half ago. And on OWW, I made a top 10 best world champions of all time chart. And some people might actually remember this, because it got a bunch of talk.
Yeah.
Bret Hart is vocally my favorite wrestler of all time. I had Bret Hart at number 6 on that list. People knew I was getting serious right there because they thought automatically Bret Hart would be number 1. But I went through and I explained every bit of it. And by the time they got to number 1 and realized that above that I had the George Hackenschmidt at number 4, who was in the 1904 world title match, they realized I was serious. And they got to number 1 and saw El Santo, who is arguably the biggest star in the history of professional wrestling.
Internationally, star. Yeah.
People realized, hey, this generation is filled with what you said, what you just ranted about. And there's a select few who actually care about wrestling. And that's really how I made a point to myself right there that I would not be associated with any of these people like you just explained.
All right, you're in the minority. And I'm sure there's others that are in the minority as well. But the majority of your generation in that age group are the majority. And they don't think that way. They don't know about these guys. They don't know about El Santo. They don't know.
No. And that's what makes me so mad when people come up to me every day. That's fake. Why do you care? You know?
Yeah. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876, option 1. What are your opinions on it? Do you see it how I see it in this current generation? I talk about the guy, Will, who was on the chat with us while we were watching the different programs yesterday, and he said that it was fun, the match with DX and Hornswoggle and Jericho. What do you think? Do you think, like Aaron, if you're in that... As a matter of fact, let's do that. Let's open the phone lines up to people in your generation. You're 15. What are you, 15, 16? What are you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm 15.
All right. 15 down and 15 up to about 2021. Let's talk
below
to those guys.
15.
Yeah, I said that. All right, let's start at 10. I don't know if 10-year-olds can be on the internet now or not. I don't know. I'm sure they can nowadays.
Their parents sure won't let them listen to us.
So 10 to 21, I want to talk to you. I want to know what you thought about TNA. You think it was better than Monday Night Raw with a wrestling standpoint? Are you a wrestling fan? I mean wrestling fan.
Yeah.
ROH wrestling fan.
R-E-S-T-L-I-N-G wrestling.
Yeah. You know? 80s wrestling fan. Are you that Attitude Era kid? you that WWE universe, you know, this yeah. current generation.
Shameless.
I want to hear about that. I want to hear from you. 888-357-9876 at option 1. 888-357-9876. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. We'll take a break. Come back. I want to hear from you. Do you agree with me?
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indies, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a must click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling dogs today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Anderson Stout.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the greatest of all time.
Jimmy Vance, the Boogie Wonderman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson. Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling. Online. It's the site for pro juice. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Have a certain passion. Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or Anything Goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live. All you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Everybody, this is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slobber knocker.
All right, 888-357-9876, 888-357-9876, option one is the phone number.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All of Hogan's songs were pretty good. NWO, all of them. Hendrix, Swell.
Yeah, Hendrix was my favorite, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a close second, really. American Made.
Yeah. All right, we're talking TNA and WWE, the January 4th show. And moreover, we're talking about the generation gap, the generation that likes the quick fix, the me, the want, and I want it now, the right now. The generation that, you know, expects everything handed to them. Got into it a little bit with the individual that's on the line right now. Will, welcome to OWW Radio. Come on in here, man.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. So we got into it a little bit about the generation when you said you were watching the DX match with Hornswoggle and Jerry Show, and you found it to be fun, and you were excited for that match. When I said, well, it was telling, because I asked you your age. You said 21. I said, yeah, that's very telling of the generation, the age group that you're in, that you would like that type of match over what you were seeing over on TNA.
Well, let me make it clear here. I liked the match for the match. I didn't like the bits when Hornswoggle were involved. We don't know each other. The first time we met was last night, so I'm going to assume you've not heard me at all on WTR, and you've not heard when I've condemned some of this bull... I don't know if I can cuss here. Some of the crap that they do with Hornswoggle and the fact that he's involved with DX the way he is. Quite frankly, I'd be glad if Hornswoggle was featured in Endeavor tomorrow, which unfortunately isn't going to happen.
Right.
The match without Hornswoggle, the two bits he were in weren't needed. And at least they were short. And the only bit with Hornswoggle I liked was watching him get punted in the head by Jericho. But the match itself was a solid match that really needed no interference from Hornswoggle. He's only there because he appeals to that younger generation that Vince is going for, and he's getting in there because putting a midget with the DX the hype machine is going to get Vince the cash he wants.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, isn't it fair to say, the way I describe your generation, your age group, is it fair to the way I described you guys, though? Are you with me with that?
I will agree that part of it is age. I'd like to think of myself as that minority you mentioned that actually do care about wrestling. I've gone back to watch older matches. I grew up, I was at the tail end of the 80s. And I've always been in favor of just going back and watching the older stuff from before the territory started dying out, which is when wrestling was big for me. A lot of it is this generation, I will agree. A lot of the people I know my age who watch wrestling were introduced to wrestling during the dying days of the Attitude Era. About late 99, 2000, right before you hit the invasion era in 2001. And, you know, some of them, you know, agree with me on stuff like the unnecessary Hornswoggle crap, and they do go back and try and look for some of the older stuff, but a lot of them do just settle for what they're spoon-fed now by Vince McMahon's monopoly.
Right. So are you telling me that you appreciated the wrestling aspect on TNA rather than sports entertainment we saw on WWE Raw?
When there was wrestling there, yes. I know the entire point of last night's TNA was to get that hype machine out and show, hey, look, we've got all these big faces. But one thing that's always made me mad about TNA was they have some of the greatest talent in the world, and they've always wasted it. Since Russo got into booking, he may have so much power, you know, so little power, but the moment Russo got involved in TNA, his Crash TV fingerprints were all over it. The matches were short, the promos were long, and you didn't get to see the wrestling that the guys they have were capable of.
But we didn't see much of that. We didn't see much of that that aspect last night, though.
We didn't, but there were the knockouts match, the tag title match that they had was very, very solid, especially considering what you get the alternative of on WWE. And while the main event I wouldn't call it match of the year contender, it was still a very solid match that could show what those two guys could do. And the only solid match, well... I can't say the only solid, but the only solid match I paid attention to last night was DX Jericho, Jericho, and like I said, I didn't like the Hornswoggle bits because they were unneeded. Mm-hmm. Kofi Orton may have been solid, but I was too busy watching the Superior Angle AJ Styles match.
So you're definitely in the majority of thinkers of OWW Radio, where we watched TNA because of the wrestling aspect that they had over whatever they were airing on Monday Night Raw.
I'd like to think I am, yes. That's definitely why I got hooked to TNA, just watching some of the phenomenal matches they could put on.
So what was your argument last night with me? I don't understand. If you're agreeing with me now, what was your argument last night? Just because I said your age is telling on why you liked DX?
It was, I think, because I knew where you were going with it, and I automatically assumed it was negative. No offense, but you did come off condescending. I will come out right now and apologize for going at you and the name calling. It was unnecessary. It's just, I've usually put up with, like on WTR, I am the youngest of the group there, and during the great debates, I feel out of my element because those guys grew up watching all that stuff. I was still too young to remember. I grew up watching it, but being as young as I was, I don't remember it. So, you know, it got to me that it seemed you were jumping at me, not jumping, but judging me based solely on my age without knowing me.
Don't you think that any, a good wrestling fan, if you can call anybody that or call ourselves that, would want to know that education, that history of the business so we can be better fans and better understand and respect what these guys go through?
Oh, they should. They very much should. Just some, like I said, some of the people I know, they just have no desire to see some of that older stuff. Yeah, they remember it if they watched it when they were younger, but they have no desire to go back and learn from it. You know, tonight, I wasn't sure how this was going to go between us, but I was prepared to bring up how I love going back and watching some of the psychology in older matches and watching how a guy like Jake the Snake could just suck you into the promo because he was such a good storyteller on the mic and such, and just, you know, it disappoints me that Vince is giving these kids these days his own version of what history was, his own spin on it, when if they had the incentive to, they could go back and see things they will never see on WWE television.
Right. All right, let's sum it up by asking you who won the night, TNA or WWE's Monday Night Raw?
TNA easily put on the better show, but if only because they had so many moments that made you go, wow, look who just showed up. And the few matches that they had were usually better than, at the moment, what WWE was putting on at the same time.
There he goes, Will from WTR. Thanks for the call, man, and I appreciate it. And no hard feelings on my side, no hard feelings on your side. I'll be glad to work with you continuing on our relationship, our friendship here, man.
Same here, and thanks for having me.
All right, quick break. Come back with Jay Shannon of the Headlocker, Matt, right here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay. Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay. Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or or foul, even a e-fed called takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for chick fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's a gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral brain. Find out my mental, based on instrumental. Wreck it, hey, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but niggas a C-cap. I stick them for the cream. Check it, just how deep can shit get? Deeper to your fists, and brothers is mad fish.
Online world of wrestling.com, OWW Radio, 888-543-6990, 888-543-6990, radio, online world of wrestling.com. Nick Anthony, Aaron Kendrick, and our guest columnist of the Headlocker on online world of wrestling.com. It's Jay Shannon, everybody. Welcome back, Jay.
Hey, thank you.
All right, man, you just had a column released on online world of wrestling.com. You're comparing the two. TNA and WWE in whole. So let's talk a little bit about that. Go for it, man.
Well, what I did is I broke it down into columns, into sections. Guests, you know, the special guests that showed up, the matches themselves, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
The crowd enthusiasm. From there, the comedy aspect.
Yeah.
Compared the announced team, and then picked up a final winner on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
well, let's start off with the first one in your column there. Let's go from there.
Yeah, with the guest, I mean, WWE had Bret Hart.
That's it.
That's it, one and only.
That wins for me.
Which, I love that, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge Bret Hart fan. I've got the DVD on my shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're comparing apples and oranges, or apples and apples, Bret is great, but he's only one person.
Exactly. And during that second hour when Raw came on air, TNA had already been on for an hour, that whole Hogan with Hall and X-Pac, that whole confrontation and Eric Bischoff coming on, that didn't do it for you guys over Bret Hart? And, well, Shawn did come out. I was confused. I didn't know what to do. I was going to just turn my TV off. I did not know what to do. But I kept it on TNA. I'm sorry, I did.
To me, it was no contest because, I mean, as a fan growing up, my first two favorite wrestlers were Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. I never knew why because I didn't understand the aspect of wrestling. Mm-hmm. And to see those two in the ring for the first time, having contact since the screw job, that did it for me.
Oh, I agree with that because that was the thing I was looking forward to seeing because, I mean,
exactly.
You know, I was expecting them to go tooth and nail. And they kind of pulled a swerve of a let's mend fences. It's been 12 years. That's long enough.
But when they didn't go fisticuffs, didn't that do something to you where you were like, all right, I'm going back to TNA?
Yeah, actually it did because it was like, well, that was nice. That was syrupy, and you know, I'm glad to see that they're going to finally put this. They've milked this thing for about 12 years at the time, but it just was anticlimactic. I mean, it was just like. That's it.
And when Shawn turned his back on Bret Hart, there was a split second there where I was thinking, okay, here we go. He had that angle where he was about to do the super kick that we've seen so many times.
Same thing.
And then he did this quick gesture to the right. Quick gesture, like, you know, it's about to happen. But he stopped, and he hugged the guy. And I'm like, oh, you know, TNA, here I am, you know. I'm watching TNA.
At least you know, when they did the, you know, with the trying to mend fences with Hornswoggle, not that they're, I mean, it's definitely not comparing the same thing, but, you know, it made it look like, oh, now Hornswoggle's our best friend and we love him and everything else. And then, of course, you know, Triple H pedigreed it. And it was like, yes. You know, with this, it was like, come on, Brett, you know, the only problem is Brett's health. You know, since he had the stroke and the motorcycle accident, I don't know how active he can be.
I don't think he can be active at all. Like I said in the show yesterday, I think if Sean would have super kicked Bret Hart, I think that pretty much would have done it for him.
Especially since that's how Bret got the stroke in the first place, a super kick by Goldberg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So compared to WWE's Bret Hart as a guest host, we had Hogan, Flair, Nasty Boys, the NWO, basically. Who am I? Jeff Hardy, for crying out loud.
Shannon Moore.
Orlando Jordan.
And don't forget, of course, Bubba the Love Sponge, why he was there. I'll never know.
Well, you know, Bubba has a huge following from his race. Like I mentioned on the forums, he's a he has a Howard Stern-like cult following, man. And these people will go where Bubba goes. It was brilliant by TNA. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, point taken. Of course, there was also Val Venus as Sean Morley, too.
Yeah, well.
See, this is news to me. About 10 minutes before we went on for this interview, I found out that the Nasty Boys were on TNA. Now I'm finding out that Shannon Moore and Val Venus were on there. This is news to me.
Well, neither one added much to the program.
Of course. I mean, that's not expected.
I mean, Val was basically playing strip poker with the beautiful people, and they were so shadowed out, you know, by the way the lighting was in the room where they were doing it. They could have been stark naked, and nobody would have been really able to tell. And Shannon Moore was basically doing for Jeff Hardy what he used to do as a Matt follower for Jeff's brother Matt, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, he was basically there to get signed on as incoming talent.
So could those envelopes that they had could have been contracts, possibly?
That's what I was thinking, is that, you know, that they're at least temporary contracts. There's only one little problem with that.
Yeah.
Jeff's in legal trouble big time and maybe looking at some major jail time.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading something about that today.
I thought about.
It wouldn't be smart by TNA to give him a job if he's going away for, 20 years or so.
He's looking at several years for some illegal substance issues.
Right.
Shannon Moore, I see Shannon Moore versus Jesse Neal as. Shannon comes in with a, excuse me, you stole my gimmick.
Ooh.
Because the new Jesse Neal, if you look at it, is so ECW Shannon Moore, you know, with the mohawk and the ink and everything else. So I see that as a natural feud right there.
That's true.
They tried that with Shannon Moore and CM Punk, and it didn't go anywhere, though.
This is true. Well, that's because Shannon and CM Punk, no disrespect to Shannon Moore, because I like the guy, but CM Punk is head and shoulders above Shannon as far as being able to pull heat or face, you know, be in a face whichever way he's going. Yeah. Shannon's a great mid-carder, but he's no CM Punk. He never will be. And that's and I hate to say it that way because it sounds like I'm disrespecting Shannon Moore, but I like the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Jesse's on his way up. Shannon's at a good spot, so I think that's a perfect, you know, something for him to do since Team 3D and the Nasties are obviously going to feud.
So all in all,
wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to be real good to watch Team 3D going ahead and hit with the Nasty Boys. That's going to be very interesting to watch. So overall, Jay, Aaron, on guest, who would you give it to? Obviously,
I give it TNA hands down. I'd love to give it to WWE for Bret Hart, but they were just overpowered by TNA.
All right. Aaron?
I have to say, I for the first time in a few years, I full-scale marked out last night with Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels in the same ring at the same time, so I have to go with Raw.
Oh, wow.
Just because they made me a fan again.
All right. I'm going to go with TNA as well. All right. That's 2 for TNA, 1 for Raw. Go ahead, put your next one on your column, Jay.
Well, the next one was matches, and we've kind of touched on that a little earlier. Kofi versus Randy bored me to tears. It's like same old, you know, it's like, oh, please, somebody bring this feud to an end and put us out of our misery. DX versus Jericho, great. The other stuff, mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go over to TNA, and the two title matches, or the three title matches, honestly, were incredible.
Absolutely.
The two women title matches were, you know, they would be main events on any normal Impact. And Kurt versus AJ was just like, I'm not leaving this office until it's over. I watch TNA usually in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I would put that up against anything TNA has thrown out on a pay-per-view.
Even Samoa Joe and Abyss was watchable, man. It was a great match. And then you had Desmond Wolfe on the card as well. I mean, in my opinion, hands down, TNA on the matches. Who wants to see Orton and Kingston?
I want to see Orton and DiBiase or Orton and Rhodes.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want to see the same old, same old.
Exactly.
So I give it to TNA without even a second thought.
And back to the women's, the knockout division. I mean, here we're talking about the women having great matches, and we're singling them out. Are you guys understanding that we're singling out women's professional wrestling over Monday Night Raw? That's crazy.
That is insane, but it's absolutely, I agree 100%, though, because it's like, you know, we've got, you know, Santino out here doing his thing about Jericho, and we've got, you know, the whole four-person match to determine the number one U.S. champ contender thing, and it's like, let me go back over here. Wait a minute. Kong just did what? Ooh,
exactly.
That's because that finisher thing with Hamada and Kong, I was just like, you are kidding me.
And the crowd was going crazy over there on TNA compared to WWE's fan base over there on Raw. They were going absolutely crazy with their chants. This is awesome. This is wrestling. I mean, it was crazy. I'm giving it to TNA. Aaron, what do you think?
I got it. As far as matches go, the tag team title match was good. But Angle and Styles was absolutely great. Phenomenal. No pun intended.
So you're giving it to TNA as well?
Without question.
All right. So we got five so
and
far.
I finished the hat trick. We're giving it all the way across the board to them.
All right. Next on your column, Jake?
Well, you just brought it up. Crowd enthusiasm. You know, the DX, they got their regular pop. You know, they always get. Jericho got heat. You know, whatever. Orton got minimal heat. Brett got a nice pop. Sean got a nice pop. Then you go over to the other side, and they're yelling, who needs Brett?
Exactly.
That was my favorite of the night. I literally started busting up laughing. My wife's going, what are you laughing about? Because she was in the other room. And I went, they just asked who needs Brett. And she goes, which show are you watching? I went, TNA. She goes, oh, they got a love here, Nat.
Yeah. It's crazy. Who needs Brett? I mean, the crowd was so into it. So into it. I'm giving it to TNA. Aaron?
Well, I mean, if you go back and watch the Brett and Sean promo, the crowd absolutely shut up, and they were sitting there as fans trying to see what was about to happen. And I've never heard any crowd actually shut up and listen. It's always been, you know, a bunch of random drunk idiots yelling crap out, and there was a couple last night.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, for the most part, they were sitting there and just waiting to see Brett deck Sean or Sean superkick Brett.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that. And on the other hand, what I saw from TNA, you know, I didn't see the whole show. I saw most of Raw. And I, like, from what I saw of the crowd in TNA, they were having to bleep them out because they were cussing out the Asylum match.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I saw, I have to give it to Raw.
Ooh. So those,
I can agree with you up to a point on that with the respect thing.
Yeah.
Sorry. But the TNA, especially later in the night, yeah, they kind of got hostile towards the Asylum match and a few other things, but the respect they showed the women, again, and the Styles-Angle thing, I think, you know, it's close, don't get me wrong, because of the, I hadn't really thought of it in the respect thing, because I was just thinking of the just the sheer volume and the enthusiasm. But that enthusiasm there almost made me switch my thought. But I'm still going to give it to TNA just because of those, you know, and eats bread and this is wrestling and this is awesome.
That's really hard to call. Once the ratings finally come in, I think, as a prediction, I'm going to say that whenever Brett did his promos, I'm going to say that more people were watching Raw. But at those higher spots throughout the rest of the night, I'm going to say TNA had higher ratings.
Aaron, you brought up a good point, and Jay, you talked about it as well, and it actually persuaded my vote on this Jay. I was going to give it to TNA on crowd enthusiasm, but Aaron, you're right. The fans didn't show that much respect with the curse and things like that. But they were hot all night. They were hot all night. But I'm going to give it to Raw on this one, Jay, on crowd enthusiasm. You're right, Aaron. You're absolutely right.
Oh, and I agree with you too. Like I said, it's close. The main swing point for me was the Angle Styles match. Just the enthusiasm there. And, you know, it was constant all night. I really hadn't taken too much into effect the drunk idiot factor, as we were talking about a minute ago, you know. But unfortunately, that does spoil it, especially for kids.
It was actually a couple of times that they were, you know, in their chants, they were cursing. You know, it was a couple of times there on TNA. And you're right. I mean, you can hear a pin drop over at Raw when Sean and Hart.
Yeah, and I mean,
it's crazy.
You're talking about that, and every once in a while you hear the idiot going, sharpshooter, you know.
Yeah.
Or super kick, you know. But, I mean, other than that, those couple, like, little screams or whatever, it was completely silent, which is, there's been a handful of times in Raw or WWE history when it was actually like that. And it's just unheard of.
Yeah, me being an old school mark, I'm going to have to give it to crowd respect over on Monday Night Raw. All right, you're next. Did we vote already? Who did you say? TNA, Jay?
I'm going to give it as a push. I'm actually going to change mine. I was going to go TNA, but I think that it's so close. You know what? No, I'm not. I'm going to switch it back over to Raw. I am going to change my vote because the respect thing versus the disrespect, I think, was the swing vote.
All right, Aaron.
I actually changed my mind from my original column. So,
all right, cool. Aaron, you're going Raw as well?
Yeah, I'm going Raw.
All right, I'm going Raw as well. We're at 5-4 now. All right, next category on your column, Jake?
Comedy bits.
Yeah.
The comedy, WWE had Hornswoggle. They had Santino. The Santino thing was minimal, you know. And, of course, you've always got Lawler in there. You know, a diva comes within 500 feet of him, and, it's party time. Over on the other side, it was a lot more subdued. You know, you had, can we sneak in the Nasty Boys, you know, and then the whole thing with Val Venus doing his porno gig in the back playing strip poker with the beautiful people. I mean, that was kind of the limit, really. I mean... Yeah. All in all,
it wasn't forced, in my opinion. It was subtle.
To me, the promo with the Pope and Orlando Jordan was actually kind of funny because of the way Pope was like, "Who is this guy walking into my promo?" And like he actually said that at one point, like, "You're taking up Pope's promo time,
yeah.
So you better get to stepping or something like that." And I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, it definitely was subtle, but I thought WWE had a little bit more, just because I'm a major Santino mark, and I think some of his stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I think some of his stuff is great.
But in my opinion,
what got me was whenever he referred to people as hypocrites.
Yeah,
exactly.
In my opinion, WWE's comedy bits are so forced, though. It's like they're trying to get that cheap laugh. They're trying to make us laugh, and that's not comedy, in my opinion. Comedy is something that happens that's not planned, that's not staged. That's how I look at comedy, and when I see WWE trying to do that or doing that, it turns me off.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like we talked about before, the whole Christmas promos that they did, you know, one year compared to the next. a lot of it this time is a lot more forced. And, you know, Santino to me is always funny because he butchers the American language. And I'm a retired English teacher, so to me it's funny on a different level. You know, of I have students that talk like you, you know.
Yeah.
Why could you talk like that, you know?
Right.
But I just think WWE barely squeaked out as far as the comedy. The comedy was a minor player in the whole thing. It really wasn't that much. I actually was a little disappointed in TNA because, you know, they bring out Paul, Nash, and Waltman. That is your golden opportunity to put up some of the best comedy on there. And they totally missed the boat. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
But
I think what missed that opportunity was Hall actually being sober once.
He was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I mean, we were doing the show yesterday, and Trey Dog, formerly of WNL, said that he thought Scott may have been drunk that night. He may have been drunk last night.
Well,
I don't
know.
He just doesn't seem the same, you know. I was always a fan of Razor because Razor had great time. You know, the Razor character, he had great timing. He had the comedy bits that came natural. And then his personal demons kind of took over, and he fell way downhill. And, hopefully he's getting back on track and he can show up in TNA and get his act together. But it was a disappointment because I know what they are capable of. And when, you know, the NWO stunts, like spray painting, was done by the Nasty Boys to Brother Devon's picture.
Yeah.
The NWO guys had nothing to do with it. I'm like, did somebody change the names on the script?
Mm-hmm.
So in the category, who do we give it to? Jay?
WWE, just barely.
All right. And Aaron?
WWE.
I'm going TNA because I really don't even like the comedy bit, but... It is what it is. Next category in the column, Jay?
Last one on the column here was the biggest one of the bunch, comparing the two announced teams.
Right.
Lawler and Cole, they're great. Don't get me wrong. I like them. I preferred Lawler and JR, but that's just me. Tanay and Taz were giving it everything they could because they knew this may be their one shot to really impress the fans.
Mm.
To impress the network and to impress just about anybody else that would listen. Maybe they were trying to keep their jobs knowing this whole storyline of, you know, who's going to be there and who's not. But they almost pushed it to the point of ridiculous with their enthusiasm, but it was great.
I was paying attention, but I guess I wasn't paying attention that much where it seemed forced to me by Taz and Tanay.
Well, the force was just, they forced it a little more than they normally would. Not much, because they're normally very enthusiastic.
Yeah,
and Mike
especially, he's crazy every week.
Right, well, my favorite two announcers in the world are Mike Tanay and Matt Stryker. I mean, I would love to see those two go up against each other some night. That would be one of those channel flippers for sure. But,
you know, my dream commentary team for the past few years has been Joey Styles and Mike Tanay. And, you know, if you compare Joey Styles and Matt Stryker, they're very similar as far as their smarts in the business goes. And, you know, they're both wrestling nerds, openly, you know. And to me, that would be a great team. Like, either Styles and Stryker or Styles and Tanay. I think that would be, like, one of the best announced teams of all time.
That would be incredible. Either way.
Go ahead.
Tanay is he is a wealth of knowledge. He knows everything. They don't call him the professor for anything. Taz has the enthusiasm as a, you know, as a retired wrestler. And you need that. You need a facts guy and you need a wrestler guy. Well, Stryker's got both in the same package. That's why, to me, he's actually the best man in the business today.
I totally agree.
But he wasn't part of the mix.
I'd like to find out how Stryker came about as the next announcer, because that came out of nowhere. I mean, just one night on ECW, it was him and Todd Grisham, and nobody thought that would ever work. But lo and behold, it became the the fans voted that as the best commentator team of last year.
Well, I know Styles got promoted within WWE, going to their website, doing their thing, because that's what he did for ECW and a couple of other sites that I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they needed somebody to go in there. Stryker, I think, had taken a couple of really bad injuries and kind of needed to take some time off. And they did with him what they did with JBL earlier, you know, earlier on. They threw him behind the mic because he could work the stick pretty good. And once he got there, he found his place, and he's, you know, I mean, he took Jim Ross's place on Friday nights. I mean, that says something right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's a permanent thing. I don't know what JR's health is going to be.
Well, JR, he just signed a new contract, didn't he?
Well, I know JR was up for a contract renewal. I'm not sure.
I believe he just signed another one because the talks was that TNA was interested in bringing JR on. I believe JR used that to his advantage.
Oh, Jim Ross and Mike Tenay again on the same announced team. That would be interesting because they did do a couple of WCW shows before JR went over to Raw or over to WWE years ago.
I never knew that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Somewhere around here, I've got on, because I've got a wealth of tapes. They didn't do too many shows together.
I do too.
But
go ahead.
I was going to say, I know they did a few shows together when basically right not long after Tenay got brought up, you know, to be one of the announcers. I think when Tenay took over for Tony Schiavone, when Schiavone went to WWE. My timelines may be a little off. But
that's
I do remember at least
ago.
A couple of times when the two of them were together, and they were decent then. Well, with the, you know, and 20 years later, 15 years later, I can only imagine if those two were behind the mic together, they'd blow the doors off anybody that came near them.
Crazy.
You know, I'm like you. I've got a bunch of random old WCW tapes that my dad used to record because me and him used to watch together, and I've got one random episode of Thunder. Well, they just, out of nowhere, took Kevin Nash and put him on the mic with Mike Tenay. And that was great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Really?
Tenay can make anybody decent. As long as, if they've got even the slightest bit of ability on the mic, Tenay is good enough that he can push him to the next level. I give all respect. In TNA, they couldn't get a better announcer. I mean, Don Wells was good. You know.
I think Mike Tenay is the most underrated announcer in probably the history of wrestling, because nobody ever gives him enough credit, I don't think.
Well,
I absolutely 100% agree.
Well, with that said, let me do the tallying up before I get you guys' votes, find out where we stand on the night. TNA, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Monday Night Raw, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, get this, 6. We're all tied up here, so this is a deciding vote on whether who took the night, whether it be TNA or Monday Night Raw. We'll start off with our guest, Jay Shetty, man, on
TNA.
Announcers. TNA?
TNA, without a shadow of a doubt. Lawler and Cole were good, don't get me wrong. I'm not disrespecting them in any way, form, or fashion, but the night belonged to TNA and Taz.
All right, Aaron, that's on you, man.
Talking about being on the spot, you know, I've got to... Considering that I just can't stand to listen to Michael Cole behind the mic,
and you know
I've
something else,
go with TNA.
Yeah. You know something else, and that just won it from right there. I thought we went a whole broadcast without Michael Cole saying "vintage," but you know, I didn't watch the DX match, and I didn't hear him say "crap" or "vintage Shawn Michaels." If
or
he
oh my,
yeah,
his everything is oh my.
So since I did not watch that many matches or a complete match of Monday Night Raw to even hear Cole and Lawler, I'm going to have to give it to TNA as well.
So I guess that means TNA wins.
According to OWW Radio and its guest, Jay Shannon of the Headlocker on Online World of Wrestling, TNA definitely won the night, won the battle, for the first battle, I should say, the Monday Night Wars. Looking forward to many more of them. Should it happen? What do you think?
Not a doubt.
Jay, what do you think about that? Should they continue to pursue this or what?
I think it's a good idea. Actually, a buddy of mine, Joey, that lives in New Jersey, he and I have been friends for a long time, and he writes me out here all the time. He actually had an interesting thought that they should shuffle things around and put UFC on Monday up against up against Raw and move Impact against Friday Night SmackDown.
Oh, they'll kill
that
SmackDown.
That would be no contest.
Yeah, they'll kill SmackDown every week.
Right. So, you know, I while I would love to see it on Monday nights, that would kill me trying to do recaps for OWW, but, you know, trying to recap both shows, but, hey,
now
I would enjoy it.
Now, the MMA is going up against Raw January 11th, I believe. Any opinions on that?
I like MMA. I just don't think they have quite enough of a fan base to really be that much of a threat at this point to Raw.
I know somebody who disagrees with you on that. Maybe we'll talk to him next week on that issue of MMA taking on WWE or UFC taking on WWE Monday Night Raw on January 11th. All right, Jay Shannon of the Headlocker on OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com, your new column. What's the title of it, Jay?
Well, it's Headlocker, and it's basically this week's column is Who Won the January 4th Monday Night War?
And according to OWW Radio, we selected TNA, Total Nonstop Action, Impact, beating out Monday Night Raw, the flagship for the WWE. We'll take a quick break, come back with more OWW Radio. Thanks a lot, Jay. Check out his column, The Headlocker, on online, worldofwrestling.com. Jay, give us your email address for people who want to hit you up, man.
Straight up, The Headlocker at sbcglobal.net. I've always got something in there. My e-door is always available for people to write to. I love to hear from people and share old war stories. I'm an old world-class guy from Dallas back in the 70s and 80s and been watching this stuff for close to 40 years. So I love to hear stories from anybody that likes to share.
You said it. There he goes. Jay Shannon. Be right back here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, ClickWrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, ClickWrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
All right. Thanks to the producers this week, Chuck, Scott, Dave, Aaron. The executive producers of OWW Radio is Corey Morrow. Brad Dykman is the editor-in-chief of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Jason Detrich is the owner. Thanks to the callers this week for their time. Also, our guest, Jay Shannon of The Headlocker. All the songs selected today were of fight films and war movies, man. It went along with our theme of TNA versus WWE Monday Night Raw. Worked out well, didn't it? Fight the power, man.
Yeah.
All right, I said thanks to the producers already. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, man. You can go on iTunes right now and look up OWW in the iTunes store. Just search OWW and you can subscribe. If you leave feedback, and then you can look at us whenever you want. Go back and look at some of the great legends we've had on OWW Radio, and you can discuss it all on Twitter at twitter.com/OWW Radio. Facebook, we got a Facebook page, a YouTube channel, and also check out chickfight.tv, clickwrestle.com, where you can sign up for 295 downloads of some of your favorite wrestlers. That's clickwrestle.com. And we're on wrestling-radio.com, as well as WTRWildTalkRadio.com at the WTR Networks. OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums, over at OnlineWorldWrestling.com. We get all our news from F4WOnline.com, Wrestle-Radio.com, PWInsider.com, PWIInsider.com, excuse me, as well as our home site, OnlineWorldWrestling.com. You can email us at radio@OnlineWorldWrestling.com or call in toll-free at 1-866-543-6990. That is 1-866-543-OWW0. Nick Anthony.
Well, the wrestling community has lost another great one after a long battle with cancer. Dr. Death Steve Williams passed away. Williams had wrestled all over the world, including stops in the WWF, Mid-South Wrestling, UWF, WCW, Japan, and etc. He was just 49 years old. This in memory of Dr. Death, Steve Williams, May 14th, 1960, December 29th, 2009. That's the up-to-the-minute news, up-to-the-minute. That's all the news. And, of course, OWW Radio. We'll see you next week.
Ghost crowd, the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of...